a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney.
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Twitch edition of Speaking Football. Now, those of you that are listening at home might be asking yourself, well, what's Twitch? Twitch is a kind of platform that all the young people are using that Ruben and I are just getting used to at the moment. And I have to say, using Twitch is very strange. I don't really like seeing myself as I'm talking. I don't know about you.
That's like, we look like. I've never seen
that. Yeah, it's got, God, is that my face? Is that what I look like?
It's our faces.
Yeah. You know, have you ever heard the expression in English to have a face for the radio? If you say that someone has a face for the radio, do you know what it means?
Es algo así como la cara que tienes en la radio, ¿no?
No. It basically means you're ugly. You have a face that's adequada. You have a face that's adequate, that's for the radio. And I feel right now that I've got a bit of a face for the radio. However, those of you listening to us at home don't have to worry about that kind of thing. This is episode number 85, but we're going to be doing something a little bit different now. We're just going to be talking to each other about the actualidad. How do we say actualidad? I would say...
breaking news.
Breaking news, that's not bad. Breaking news is sort of like something that's just happened. Something that's just happened.
It's very common when you're watching the TV, los telediarios. That's breaking news from whatever.
Exactly,
right?
Breaking news from the El Capitolio, the capital in Washington or something like that. I would say the latest news for actualidad. I would say the latest news. So we're going to talk about the latest football news today, and we're going to be reacting to, among other things, what's happened in England with the sacking.
The sacking of despido.
So the sacking of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the events in the Champions League this week with some disappointing results for the likes of Atletico, some much more encouraging positive results for the likes of Real Madrid, and we're going to be talking about a few other kind of issues, temas, a few other issues in Spanish football at the moment. Before, though, one thing that isn't going to change is that we're going to reveal the identity of last week's mystery player. So, Ruben.
Mystery player.
So, Ruben, you can kick us off with clue number one.
Clue number one. He's a one-club man. He only played in Italy.
Very good. He's a one-club man and he only played in Italy. Now, I'm going to move over here if you can show me the little list of mystery players that you've got, because I don't have mine. He's a one-club man. He only played in Italy. When we say a one-club man, how does that translate into Spanish, Rubén?
Es que no hay una forma, porque al final incluso el Athletic de Bilbao, que da los premios, one-club man, es one-club man.
It's interesting.
Es un jugador que solo ha jugado en un equipo, casi... se ha trasladado la palabra así y todo el mundo lo reconoce como One Club Man.
Fantastic. Yes, so they have the premio, the One Club Man. So, yeah, One Club Man is somebody that's only played in a team, and this guy only played in one club in Italy. Clue number two, he's one of the best defenders in history. I think that's an objective opinion. No, it's not a subjective opinion. He's one of the best defenders in history, no? That would be my opinion, and definitely the opinion of my father, who absolutely loves this player. Clue number three, Ruben.
He played against Romario.
Very good. And how do we, if you want a very last minute clue, you can go onto our Twitter, speak_football_, and you can see a photo, no?
Yeah, there's a great photo.
There's a great photo. Obviously, his face is covered, but you can
and
see.
And they are playing in the World Cup in 1994.
Which is another big clue. It was in the final, no?
Yeah,
it was in the final this game. Very good. Clue number four, he won a World Cup. Now, if you only played in Italy, it probably wasn't the World Cup in 1994. Which World Cup did he win?
Before.
Well before, no?
If you live in Spain, you must know it. Because he was there.
Very good.
But nobody remembered.
Yeah, exactly. If you go back to... Do you remember Naranjito?
Right? Of course. I have a puzzle, Giso, and a shirt. Of Naranjito.
A shirt of Naranjito.
Little Orange. Mm. I don't know. Do you say Little Naranjito or Little Orange?
We just say the Spain World Cup 1982.
Oh my God.
We're very boring in English. But yes, Naranjito was the little symbol, the little mascot that you had in Spain. Very good. So he won the World Cup in Naranjito in 1982. And the last one, we're going to test out my Italian first, and then we'll see if Ruben's Italian has improved, because Ruben's Italian was awful last week. Yeah. Right, so the ultras of this club dedicated a song to this player, which is Un Capitano, C'è Solo Un Capitano, which means in Spanish, Ruben?
A captain, he's only one captain, no?
Yeah.
There is only a captain.
Exactly.
There is only a captain.
A captain, there's only one captain, Solo hay un capitano.
Yeah.
Do you want to try your Italian?
Yeah. Un capitano es solo un capitano.
Notice how Ruben does this capitán. With his hands. That means
es todo lo que sé de Italia, porque todo el mundo dice que hay que mover la mano.
I think you can speak Italian just moving your hands like this in this sort of motion. I think that's like 50% of speaking Italian anyway. Very good. Who was the mystery player, Ruben?
The mystery player was Franco Baresi.
Franco Baresi, part of that legendary AC Milan team, no? Do you have many good memories of Franco Baresi?
Yeah, of course. In a Milan, he was the center, well, the center, the defender.
Center defender center or the defender center back?
In Milan, and obviously one of the most important players. And I remember now when I see Milan last night against Atletico Madrid, Milan was the most important team in the 90s.
Yep, it was.
It was incredible. It was awesome playing with the Dutch players, with Con Rijkaard, Gullit and Van Basten. I remember the Milan. Now when I see Milan, it's a bit sad.
It is a little bit sad, but I suppose football moves in cycles, you know, and it just has to happen that the best team can't always be the best team. But it's interesting. A student of mine asked me the other day, how do we say tridente? In English, this is something you say in Spanish quite a lot, tridente. I would probably say a trio of players, yeah. Or you wouldn't, if it was two players, you would say a duo or a partnership, a partnership. But I would probably say a trio if we're talking about a tridente of players. So that Dutch trio of Van Basten, Gullit and Rijkaard as well, it was kind of mythical times. Yeah. Plus Maldini, plus Baresi.
Costa Curta. Ancelotti.
Ancelotti as well, you forget, because he seems like an older guy now, doesn't he? But he played in that team with Maldini and everything, so a really wonderful team. I think a lot of people probably would have got this correct this week. Did we have many winners? Did we have a long, extended list of winners this week, Ruben, compared to other weeks? Por supuesto,
porque además siempre tenemos un montón de gente que participa, y esta vez, ¿te parecía fácil o difícil?
For me, it was easy, because my dad... It raves about this guy. When I say he raves about this guy, it means he never stops talking about this guy. He absolutely loves this guy. So for me, it was quite easy. He loved Baresi. But I don't know, maybe for other people it was more tricky.
Han acertado Francisco Muñoz, Rubén Buendía, Mauro dice, it's true, World Cup win in 1982.
Well done, Mauro.
Very well done, Mauro. David, que dice, Franca, si tuvo capitanos Rossoneri. Patricia González Muñiz, que nos lo pregunta, Baresi. Y dice Rubén Buendía, exacto, CBP y... Oh, Dios mío. Ya sabéis el problema que tengo con Chic Componché, que también acertó que era Franco Baresi.
Where are you from, Chic Componché? Well, that looks almost like Macedonian or something, that name.
No lo sé, pero es cierto que me cuesta muchísimo.
Yeah. Me cuesta muchísimo. Oh. That's really tricky for me. That's really difficult for me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not convinced it's a real name, but I don't want to offend anyone. Maybe he's from Macedonia or something. But yeah, pretty good. Let's Rubén Buendía. He's always there, isn't he? Really, really good. Thank you for watching, Rubén, and for listening as well, because he's always got the correct answer. I don't know how he does it. Maybe you should get a job here working with us. So really good. Congratulations to everyone who took part. We'll be talking about the next mystery player just at the end of the programme. For now, though, we're going to have a quick look at the results from the Champions League. Now, we'll start on Tuesday night because there were quite a few. Now, Ruben, I want you to tell me what happened, okay? So if I say, for example, Dinamo 1, Bayern 2... How would you say that in English? Give me the result.
Oh,
Bayern ganó al Dinamo.
Bayern beat Dinamo.
Very good. And we would say the score at the end. Bayern beat Dinamo
2-1.
Very good. Bayern beat Dinamo 2-1. Let's go. Villarreal, Manchester United. Villarreal 0, Manchester United 2.
Yeah, Villarreal lost against Manchester United. 0-2.
Oh, you got there to the end and then you made a little mistake.
Oh, I got it too.
Try one more time.
Villarreal lost against Manchester United 2-0.
No, so the thing is, in English, if you say 0-2, we just don't say it. We always go with the highest number first.
Oh, yeah. Independently, you're playing at home or you're playing away.
It doesn't matter if you're playing at home. It doesn't matter if you're playing away. It's interesting that you would say, el Villarreal perdió 0-2.
Sí, eso diríamos aquí siempre.
That's it. In English, it just sounds very, very strange to say that. So we would say, Villarreal lost 2-0 against Manchester United, or Villarreal lost against Manchester United 2-0. We would always start with the highest number.
Mm.
Let's go to the other, a different game which involved a Spanish club. Barcelona 0, Benfica 0.
Barcelona and Benfica draw 0-0.
Good, just be careful with the pronunciation. What's the past tense of the verb empatar?
Drew. Of course, because of the past.
That's
Drew.
It. Think of the name like Andrew. Drew.
Ah,
Drew.
Like think about Andrew. Drew. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to think about Andrew.
Andresito in English sometimes
little
is
Andrew.
Drew.
Drew.
We say. Andrew, we sometimes say. So, yes, Barcelona drew 0-0 against Benfica. Bit of a disappointing result. A more positive result, Sevilla 2, Wolfsburg 0.
Great, Sevilla. Sevilla beat Wolfsburg 2-0.
Fantastic. Sevilla beat Wolfsburg 2-0. Brilliant. Excellent. Now, remember as well, another sort of cultural, this is our sort of cultural corner, Rincón Cultural here, our cultural corner. I would say that Seville, the city, is when we're talking about the city, and when we're talking about the football team,
we just say Sevilla. Of course.
We do the same with Roma as well. Rome is the city, the physical place that you go to, and Roma is the football team. And there are some other examples of that. Napoli.
So you can go to Rome in order to watch the Rome.
Yeah, in order to watch Roma, I would say.
Ah, Roma, yeah.
That's it.
You have to go to Rome in order to watch Roma.
Very good. And we go to Naples in order to see Napoli.
We would say Napoli. You have to go to Naples in order to watch a Napoli.
That's it, exactly. And we do it with a couple of other teams. I can't think of any just now, but we do it with a few others. Let's go to another Spanish result. Last night, very disappointing. Well, last night, Wednesday, very disappointing for Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid 0, Milan 1.
Atletico Madrid lost against Milan 2-0.
2-0 or 1-0?
1-0. Yeah, in the last minute, I was watching the match.
That's it. Maybe it felt like 2-0. Maybe it felt like 2-0.
Yeah. And the guy who scored the goal started to play football very late.
Really?
Yeah. He was selling to fridge.
Fridge.
Frigoríficos.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, the guy who was selling free as an amateur player.
Uh-huh.
And the most common thing is that you're a great player, you're going to start playing football at 19 years old, but not in this case.
That's really interesting.
No, he was around 25, 26, and he started to be professional very late.
So he was a fridge seller. He sold fridges.
Fridge seller, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really incredible. Sometimes you hear about these stories of football people who had other jobs, like, who's the Lazio manager? Sarri. Sarri used to work in a bank. until he was about, like, 35 or something. I think he worked in a bank, and he started managing, like, really small teams in Italy.
Yeah.
And then he went to, like, Segunda B, yeah. and then finally got to the Premier League with Napoli. And then he's the Lazio manager, managed Chelsea. But, yeah, he worked in a bank. Who was the Sacchi? Sacchi, the manager of that great Milan team,
mm-hmm.
he used to sell shoes. He was a zapatero. He was a shoemaker.
Sell something.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's it. Yeah. For some reason, if you're a salesman, if you like to sell things, that seems to lend itself.
If you want to be an important coach, the best modern thing is to sell something first.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's a way in order to improve how to great confidence, not to improve your confidence.
Yeah, to gain confidence.
To gain confidence. Yeah. I forgot the game.
To gain confidence game. As well. Exactly, to gain confidence. You can gain confidence or you can gain weight as well. A lot of people gained weight over the
lockdown. Would you prefer to gain confidence or weight?
I think everybody would prefer to gain confidence.
Me too. But I think it's not good for me to gain weight.
No, unless you're a boxer or something and you're trying to do that. Or a sumo wrestler, perhaps.
Yeah, sumo like wrestler is better to gain weight.
That's it. Very good. And the very last result was in Moldova,
yeah.
Was Sheriff 0, Real Madrid 3. So how would we say that?
Well, Sheriff lost against Real Madrid 3-0.
Well done, exactly. And we always go with the highest score. Even though Sheriff were at home, even though they lost, we start with the highest score.
Great.
Very well done. Let's have a quick look at some of the headlines. I'm very interested in this because the Spanish press tend to machacar. Machacar, how would we say machacar in English?
I
would
probably... Smashing.
Smash.
Smash. Remember, smashing pancakes always when I had to think about it. Smashing pancakes.
That's it.
Or sorry for the pancakes.
Sorry for the pumpkins.
Yes, sorry for them.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins were a musical group in the sort of early 90s, late 80s.
Too old.
Yeah.
You don't know who Smashing Pumpkins
are? I know who the Smashing Pumpkins are. Don't worry, I know who the Smashing Pumpkins are. But I think it's more sort of Rob over there. I think it's more his era, isn't it? Probably, yes, he's nodding his head. So, you know, it's for the older gentleman in the room, I would say.
Yeah,
for
me, well, it's the very popular Smashing Pumpkins. And remember, you want to know how to machacar to smash.
That's
Thank
it.
You, Smashing Pumpkins.
That's a good way to remember it. So, yes, the Spanish press have come out and absolutely smashed Atletico this morning. I saw one, I can't remember if it was Marca or Diario AS that said they're lucky to still be alive.
Yeah.
So they're lucky to still actually have a possibility.
Thanks to Liverpool.
In the group. Thanks to Liverpool. Gracias a Liverpool. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thanks to Liverpool. Why thanks to Liverpool?
Because because Liverpool beat Oporto.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, Liverpool beat Porto. That's it.
Porto, the city of Porto. Well, the city Oporto in Spain, we say Oporto. We can say Oporto from time to time, but officially Oporto, but the team Porto.
That's it. So Liverpool beat Porto, and that made it easier for Atletico, or made it possible for Atletico to actually advance. However, Marca have gone with the title. Atletico Madrid leave themselves a lot to do in the Champions League. Atletico Madrid leave themselves a lot to do. I would probably say leave themselves with a lot to do. Like, les queda mucho trabajo. Yeah.
Mm.
I've left myself with a lot to do is me queda mucho trabajo, is what I would say. Must win against Porto to stand chance of making the knockouts. Knockouts in English, you'd say...
Noqueado, no? Eliminado.
Well, knockouts is the phase of the competition, so it would be eliminatorias or something like that? Or the,
sí, la eliminatoria.
Eliminatoria, so like the octavos, basically. Mm-hmm. It would be the last 16. So to stand a chance to have the possibility of arriving to the knockouts, they have to win in Oporto, which is not easy. Would you like to read out a paragraph from this and we'll check your pronunciation?
Wow, Atletico Madrid must win away at Porto in their final Champions League group game or face elimination from the competition.
Fantastic, or face elimination from the competition. Very good, exactly. The reason losing to AC Milan on Wednesday night. Remember, reason in English isn't necessarily la razón. If you want to say tienes razón, we don't say you have reason. We say you are right.
You're right.
You're right. Exactly.
You're right.
So the reason here in this context would be like el motivo. Yeah, el motivo, mm-hmm. The motive. We wouldn't really say the motive. We'd say the reason losing to AC Milan.
You want to say son mis motivos? These are my reasons.
Yes, these are my
reasons.
These
are my reasons.
Yeah. If you say these are my motives, it sounds a bit serious. It sounds a bit like you're, I don't know, Jason Bourne or something. Have you ever seen the Jason Bourne
movies?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it's like that. My motives are to take down the, the evil system that's oppressing me. For Atleti, I love this. For Atleti, it was a gut-wrenching end to the encounter with Junior Macias, the man you were talking about, playing in Serie D as recently as 2017, scoring an 87th-minute winner. Now,
this is so the gut-wrenching.
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 Oh, that's brilliant. I actually don't know how to translate this. I don't know how to do it justice, I would say. Gut-wrenching, it's like, almost like te arranca las tripas.
Es una expresión. Oye, yeah. Vamos a ponerle un football expression.
That's it. It's a good football expression. Let's have one now.
Football expressions.
Gut-wrenching.
Gut-wrenching.
No lo digo en mi vida.
So think of wrench like llave inglesa. Uh-huh. Wrench, okay? And then put ing on the end. And guts is like your tripas, you
Los
know,
tripas.
Your bowels. So gut-wrenching, it's like te está arrancando las tripas.
Te está arrancando las tripas.
It's painful. It's painful.
Yeah.
Muy doloroso. Very painful.
Very painful.
So it said in Marca, it was a gut-wrenching end, un final muy doloroso. But somehow in English it's more dramatic, isn't it? A gut-wrenching end to the encounter, to the game, mm-hmm. with Junior Macias, who played in Serie D. So the Spanish equivalent of that would be like, not Segunda B, not... What's below Segunda B?
Bueno, ahora ya no existe eso, Tommy.
Okay,
ahora tenemos primera, segunda, primera RFF y segunda RFF y ya estamos ahí.
So they're way
luego
down
las regionales.
That's it. So regionales, right? Basically in the regional teams, that's where he was. So this guy was playing in Serie D as recently as 2017, yeah. And he scored the winner in this game.
Y cuando mira, dice Kublai Khan, a gut-wrenching devastator. Devastador,
yeah, exactly.
Devastador.
Like, that's a very good translation, Kublai. Hello, Kublai. Thanks for joining us as well. Yeah, gut-wrenching. It's just a wonderful, wonderful expression. What happened with Atletico last night? Why do you think it didn't work?
Now, first of all, I think there is a lot of teams very dangerous. Mm-hmm. In the same like Benfica, Porto, Milan, they mm-hmm. are very intensive, they are pressing very well. And the quality of the player is good. Mm-hmm. Now, ultimately, I think they have very good team, mm-hmm. but it's very difficult to win.
Yeah, exactly. It's very difficult to win or to beat
to
these
beat
teams.
To beat these kind of teams.
That's
yes.
it. Remember, in English, you can say to win against teams, or you can say to beat a team.
Sí, como batirlos. Dices beat, como quieres decir batirles. Así que pide el primer hombre, ¿no? Beat them.
Does that sound a little bit violent in Spanish? Batir un equipo.
Bueno, like también puedes batir un huevo.
Ah, okay, that's true, yeah.
You it's menos violento.
True, in English, yeah, you beat an egg. You beat an egg or whisk an egg. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of teams that are quite difficult to play against, and I think Atletico maybe just weren't at that level. Also, if I say to you to take a risk, un riesgo, sí, what am I saying?
Riesgo.
To
tomar
take,
riesgo.
Tomar un riesgo.
Tomar un riesgo.
Simeone took a big risk towards the end of the game, maybe in the last 10 minutes. He substituted Griezmann. He also substituted the right back, whoever it was. I think Versalchko came on.
Llorente was playing.
That's it. De Paul came mm-hmm. off as well. So it was like, it was a very defensive, three very defensive substitutions.
Yeah.
And I think that pasó factura. They paid the price yeah. for that.
When you don't want to lose, you're taking risks.
Exactly. When you don't want to lose, you're taking risks, exactly. Or you're running the risk. You can say correr un riesgo as well in Spanish.
Ah, pues sí, nosotros decíamos correr un riesgo.
Yeah,
podríamos decir to run a risk.
To run a risk
as
well.
To take a risk too.
To take a risk, to run a risk.
You had to run and to take.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all, two risks.
I feel better now.
In English, if you want to, if you're not sure about something and you're talking with a teacher or something, if you have two possible answers and you know that one answer's correct and you're not really sure about the second answer, mm-hmm. always go with the answer that you're not sure about. Because that way, if you make a mistake, you'll remember it. They correct you and they think, oh God, I made a mistake. And I used to do it at university all the time when I was learning Spanish, and it's worked for me. It really has worked for me over time. How long do we have, Ruben? Have we got enough time to talk about one more topic? Or No. How long do we have left in the show? How many minutes do we have left?
We are going around 2 minutes.
Oh, that's not really enough time.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to talk about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but I think we're going to have to leave it for this week. Maybe by next week they'll have a new manager anyway. Maybe it'll be the Ant, no? Valverde. Maybe it'll be Valverde. He'll be there next week. Well, that'll be a topic for next week's show anyway. Before we finish, let's do what we always do and finish the show with next week's mystery player.
Mystery player.
Ruben, you can kick us off with clue number one.
Clue number one. He has been in 3 and 4 different World Cups.
Fantastic. Ha asistido a 4 mundiales. He has been in 4 World Cups. Fantastic. You can give us the second clue as well, Rubén. Ahora es director deportivo. How would you translate that? Director deportivo would be...
Director manager.
I would say sporting.
Sporting manager.
Think of Sporting de Gijón. It's Deportivo de Gijón, and they've translated it into English. Exactly. So, director deportivo is sporting director. So, how would you say that? Ahora es director deportivo.
He's a sporting director right now.
Well done. He's a sporting director right now. Clue number 3. Jugó junto a Fernando Hierro. He played with... Jugó junto a...
There is a photo in Twitter, and we are going to share it here on Twitch. This is the guy.
That's it. So that's Fernando Hierro on the right.
Fernando Hierro, Clemente.
Then, God, Clemente's small, isn't he? Or maybe Hierro's massive.
Yeah, they're very, very big. See, around 188, Fernando Hierro. And this guy, the same.
Hierro's 188. Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I remember when I had cards.
Football cards.
Yeah, wow. I have to say this story about the day I met Eusebio Sacristán in the train. I sit down next to me, and he was going to Segovia, and I know that he's from Valladolid, from La Seca, the village.
La Seca.
And I say, where do you go? Where do you go to La Seca? And he look at me, oh my God. No, sorry, I know that information. I am...
This guy's a stalker, acosador. He's a stalker,
A bit bizarre, yeah.
Did you just tell him that you knew where he lived because of his football cards?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the whole trip.
Yeah, all right, okay.
About football. Reinhardt, about another thing. Very, very fun. Very, very, very nice.
That's good. And you didn't follow him home to his house or anything like that. You respected the distance. That's good. Excellent. So have a look at the picture. See if you can guess who it is. If not, we'll post the picture on Twitter later on. On Saturday. Clue number 4. Tuvo pesadillas con Nigeria el siglo pasado. This is interesting. He had pesadillas, nightmares.
Nightmares.
About
Nigeria.
In the last century.
In the last century.
That's a...
Yeah, you have to remember a match.
Yeah.
Very important for him.
Yeah.
When... I am saying a lot of it. He made a mistake.
He made a big mistake. So for that reason, he had some pesadillas. Yeah. He had some nightmares about it. Yeah, very bad. Okay, and the very last clue, nació en Álava. He was born in
Álava.
In Álava. Very good. If you think you know the answer, of course you can write to us always at our Twitter account, speak_football_, and you can let us know who you think the mystery player is. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you for joining us on Twitch or the radio, wherever you are, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados.